think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Every year on March 9th, according to the man who says he was there, Sean Combs would fly in a S worker, wherever Combs happened to be in the world. The call would come, and for 3 or 4 days, this man, Clayton Howard, would party with them and do it with Combs' girlfriend, Cassie, with Diddy present. March 9th, every year, the anniversary of Biggie Smalls' murder. Odd way to commemorate the day, wouldn't you say? But Diddy's an odd duck. Howard told the Netflix documentary Sean Combs The Reckoning that he didn't know what it meant. Maybe it was a release. Maybe it was something else. He just knew the date never changed. Yeah. It's a lot that we're going to go through here. I'd love to get your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube, if that's where you're at. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you will find us. Press subscribe. Give us your thoughts. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts right now, thank you, number one. And if you wouldn't mind, give us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We'd really appreciate that. Helps us in the rankings and helps people know that we exist. So, yeah, that date, March 9th, Biggie's death. That's what they do. I'll let that sit for a second. A man allegedly marking the death of his best friend, the artist who built his empire, the rapper he called his brother, with days-long sex rituals for years, maybe decades. What kind of grief looks like that? What kind of guilt? Well, here's the question the documentary keeps circling. What kind of complicity? Because according to the new four-part Netflix series, executive produced by 50 Cent and directed by Alexandra Stapleton, Sean Combs didn't just lose Christopher Wallace on March 9th of 1997. According to multiple people who were there, he may have put him in the ground. These are allegations, okay? He maintains his innocence. We're just going to go through what's being alleged here. They come from people with their own complicated histories, and in some cases, pending litigation against Combs. His team denies all of it, but the claims are now part of the public record, and they deserve a careful look. To understand what allegedly happened in Los Angeles in March of 1997, you have to go back to when Biggie and Tupac were friends. Real friends. Not industry friends, not label friends. Two young artists who recognized something in each other and built a genuine bond on mutual respect. It existed. This is before the beef, before the coast went to war, before anyone died. Kirk Burrows was there for all of it. He co-founded Bad Boy Entertainment with Combs in 1993. He handled the books, the paperwork, the day-to-day machinery of building a hip-hop empire. And from day one, he wrote everything down. From day zero, I wrote everything down every day so I could keep track of everything I needed to do, Burrows says in the documentary. Those journals, contemporaneous notes from inside Bad Boy are shown on screen for the first time. They're not memories reconstructed decades later. They're receipts, and what Burroughs alleges is damning. Sean was insanely jealous of Biggie and Pac's friendship, he says. For Sean, being a marketer, you're a manipulator. And there's envy for people who have success and fame with no manipulation. Think about that framing. Combs built his career on image control, on spin, on packaging artists and selling narratives. And here were two generational talents who connected on pure artistry. No handlers required, according to Burroughs. And that drove Combs crazy, according to him. Tupac's cousin William Lassane appears in the documentary and echoes the point. Puff was very threatened by Tupac. So what do you do when you're threatened by your friendship you can't control? Well, according to these allegations, you blow it up. The East Coast, West Coast beef is one of hip-hop's defining tragedies. Two artists dead, a generation scarred, an entire genre forced to reckon with violence it had glamorized but never expected to consume its biggest stars. But here's what the documentary argues. Biggie didn't have to be part of it. Biggie never wanted to be an enemy of Pac, Burroughs says. According to him, Combs kept pushing Wallace to respond to Tupac's diss tracks, to escalate publicity, to perform the rivalry for cameras and record sales. The beef was good for business. It sold magazines. It moved units. And Biggie allegedly wanted no part of it. The documentary traces how the tension between Bad Boy and Death Row Records, Suge Knight's West Coast label, became increasingly personal and increasingly dangerous. Former LAPD detective Greg Kading appears to walk through the timeline. So does a former member of the Mansfield Crips, identified as D1, who offers street-level perspective on how the industry beef intersected with gang politics. By September of 1996, Tupac Shakur was in Las Vegas for the Mike Tyson fight. He was shot in the drive-by on the Vegas Strip, but died 6 days later. He was 25. The documentary includes audio recordings of Keefe D, Dwayne Davis, a former Southside Crip who is currently awaiting trial for Tupac's murder. And in those recordings, allegedly made during a proffer session with authorities, Davis describes how the hit went down. He names his nephew, Orlando Anderson, as the shooter, and he alleges that Sean Combs had agreed to pay for the murder of both Tupac and Suge Knight. The money never came, Davis claims, partly because Knight survived and partly because the payment was allegedly funneled through an intermediary who kept it. That intermediary, according to the documentarian, was a man Combs claimed as his uncle, who allegedly had deep connections to New York gang life. I want to be clear about what we're dealing with here. These are unproven allegations from a man facing his own murder charge, who now says he was coerced into making those statements. Combs has categorically denied any involvement in Tupac's death, and in nearly 30 years, no law enforcement agency has ever charged him with anything related to that shooting. What the documentary does is put these claims on screen and let the audience weigh them. But they remain allegations, not facts, just to be clear. What we do know is what Burroughs says he observed from inside Bad Boy. I think that Sean, now in my mature mind, had a lot to do with the death of Tupac, he says in the documentary. That's the conclusion based on what he claims to have witnessed. You can accept it or you can reject it. And here's the thing. Even if you set aside the question of whether Combs played any role in what happened in Vegas, what allegedly happened next is troubling enough on its own. After Tupac's murder, everyone at Bad Boy knew the situation was dangerous. The coasts were at war. Biggie was a target. Los Angeles was a hostile territory. And yet, 6 months later, Christopher Wallace is shot in L.A. Christopher Wallace is Biggie, for those of you playing along at home who didn't live the time. The story Sean Combs has told for nearly 30 years is that Biggie wanted to be there. It was a peace tour. Wallace wanted to bridge the divide, extend an olive branch, show the West Coast that the beef could end. Kirk Burroughs says that is a lie. According to Burroughs, Biggie had a flight booked to London for a European press junket. He wanted out of Los Angeles. He knew how dangerous it was, but Combs allegedly canceled the trip because, in Burroughs' world, Diddy wanted to do a party on enemy turf. Yeah, great idea, right? He's lying about that, Burroughs says, referring to Combs' repeated claims that Wallace chose to stay in L.A. He lied about it, and let me know that's a weak spot for him, and he's nervous about that information. That's the quote. On March 9th in 1997, after leaving the Soul Train Awards after party, Christopher Wallace was shot and killed in a drive-by. He was 24. No one has ever been arrested for his murder either. The documentary includes footage that has never been broadcast before. The moments leading up to the shooting, the sound of the gunshots, a panicked 911 call, and someone raced the dying rapper to the hospital. Burroughs doesn't hedge his conclusion. He says, quote, he ushered Biggie to his death. That's an allegation, not a legal finding, but it's an allegation from someone who claims he was in the room when these decisions were made. And he's not the only former Bad Boy associate saying Combs bears responsibility. 2 weeks later, Brooklyn hosted the biggest hip-hop funeral the city has ever seen. The streets were packed, the cameras rolling, and Sean Combs was front and center. The grieving best friend, the mentor, the man who discovered Biggie and promised to carry his legacy forward. According to Burroughs, it was a performance. And the dead man, he's the one footing the bill. Sean said, we're going to do the biggest funeral for Biggie that New York has ever seen. Burroughs recalls. And we start to put that together. He starts to see the price. He says, we're going to do the biggest funeral, but Biggie's going to have to pay for this funeral. Burroughs alleges that Combs made the funeral expenses recoupable, charged against Biggie's estate, the artist who built Bad Boy, who gave Combs his first real hit, who died at 24 in a city he allegedly didn't want to be in, was allegedly footing the bill for his own memorial while his boss played the morning friend for the press. Sean doing a big show looks good on him, Burroughs says, but he's not going to tell the world that Biggie's going to pay for it. And according to Burroughs, it gets worse. He alleges that after Wallace's death, Combs wanted to alter the rapper's contract. Biggie had just renegotiated the deal, better terms, fairer split, with the artist dead and unable to object. Combs allegedly saw an opportunity to change the paperwork, swap out some pages, make things more favorable to Bad Boy without telling the Wallace family. Burroughs says he refused to do that. 90 days later, he was fired. But before that, there was another confrontation. Burroughs claims Combs showed up at the office one day carrying a baseball bat and a suitcase full of Bad Boy stock certificates. The message allegedly was clear: sign over your 24% stake in the company or else. He wants the stock back. He wants it now, Burroughs recalls. Combs allegedly promised to return the shares after a business deal closed. According to Burroughs, that never happened. Burroughs filed a lawsuit in 2003 for breach of contract and fraud. It was dismissed, filed too late, the court said. He filed another in 2025, alleging years of predatory behavior. That case is still pending. A few months after the funeral, Sean Combs released, "I'll Be Missing You." The song, of course, sampling The Police's Every Breath You Take. It featured Faith Evans, Biggie's widow. It was positioned as a tribute, Puff Daddy mourning his fallen brother, channeling his grief into art. It topped charts in 15 countries. It won a Grammy. The VMA's performance became iconic. Combs in all white, the crowd in tears, a moment that cemented him as a solo star. Stations that didn't play rap. People used to get their music from radio stations, kids. Radio stations that didn't play rap played that song. That's quite a feat. Maybe not sound like it, but it is. I was working in that industry at that moment in time. It was a huge song. You think songs get played frequently now? Huh. That was like every hour for several weeks. The documentary argues this wasn't grief, it was strategy. I think Sean had envy for his own artists. He was jealous of their talent, Burroughs says. And when that talent was gone, Combs allegedly monetized the mourning. You know, like you do. The pattern, according to the documentary, started earlier in December of 1991. Combs co-promoted a celebrity charity basketball game at City College of New York that ended in a stampede, and 9 people died. It was a tragedy that made national news, and according to rapper Eric Sermon, who appears in the documentary, it was how Combs got super famous. That's the beginning of Puff Daddy. The documentary's thesis is clear: tragedy as a ladder, catastrophe as an opportunity. According to these accounts, that's who Sean Combs allegedly is. The City College stampede made him notorious. Biggie's murder made him a star. Other people's deaths allegedly became his career milestones. And then there's March 9th. Clayton Howard says he worked with Combs and Cassie Ventura for 8 years. He describes himself as a hired participant in their encounters. The sessions prosecutors would later characterize as coerced performances. Howard describes witnessing violence. He says he saw Combs punch Cassie so hard she flew across the room. He says she would run out after being assaulted, then come back 30 or 45 minutes later acting like nothing happened. He says the cycle repeated for years. And he says every March 9th, without fail, the call would come. Every March 9th, the day Biggie got murdered, they would fly me to wherever they were. I would hang out, drink, and party with them for 3 or 4 days while I had that with Cassandra. I don't know if that was release for that day or whatever, but they always called me on March 9th. That's the quote. I don't know what to do with that. And I don't think the documentary does either. It just presents the detail and lets it sit there, daring you to make sense of it. Is it guilt? Is it celebration? Is it some twisted form of mourning that only makes sense inside the mind we can't access? The documentary doesn't speculate. It just shows you the pattern, the death, the alleged profit, the sex ritual. And trust you can draw your own conclusion. Combs' team has pushed back hard on all of this. His spokesperson has called this documentary a shameful hit piece built on stolen footage that was never authorized for release. They've sent cease and desist letters to Netflix, and they've made a point worth considering. Many of the people featured have longstanding personal grievances, financial motives, or credibility issues that have been documented for years. That's worth keeping in mind. Kirk Burroughs has a pending lawsuit against Combs. Clayton Howard was a paid participant in activities that are now the subject of criminal charges. These aren't neutral witnesses. They're people with snakes or stakes in the outcome. Netflix has defended the project, saying the footage was legally obtained and that Combs was offered multiple opportunities to participate and he declined. Combs is currently serving 50 months in a federal prison at Fort Dix in New Jersey. In July of 25, a jury found him guilty on two counts of transportation for prostitution under the Mann Act. He was acquitted on racketeering and sex trafficking charges. He's appealing his conviction. Kirk Burrows is still waiting for his day in court. His 25 lawsuit is pending. He's 30 years removed from Bad Boy now. But he kept the journals. He wrote it all down. And now finally people are reading. The documentary is called The Reckoning. And maybe that is the right word for it, not justice. We're not there yet. And for Biggie and Tupac, we may never get there. But a reckoning in accounting, a moment when the allegations finally get aired in public and the audience gets to decide what they believe. Christopher Wallace would have been 52 years old this year. He left behind two children, a catalog that still defines an era and a death that has never been solved. And every year on March 9th, according to a man who says he was in the room, Sean Combs allegedly marked the anniversary not with silence, not with reflection, not with anything that looks like grief as the rest of us understand it. Some men build empires on talent, some build them on tragedy, and some, if these allegations are true, build them on the bodies of the people who trusted them most, and then find ways to commemorate that loss that would curdle your blood. Biggie deserved better, and almost 30 years later, the people who were there are finally saying so out loud. Whether you believe them is up to you. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Subscribe, please. Greatly appreciate that. Hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts right now, do me a favor. If you enjoy the commentary, if you enjoy our coverage of these cases, give us a review. That really helps us in the rankings, lets other folks know that we exist. Just takes 2 seconds, just a few nice words. We greatly appreciate it on Apple Podcasts and the review. Thank you for that in advance. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No